The new U.S. ambassador to India, Timothy Romer, said in New Delhi that ensuring justice for the terror attacks in Mumbai is a high priority for the U.S. administration. 10 gunmen mounted the daring attacks last November on the city's main rail station, a Jewish center, and 2 5-star hotels, killing 166 people, including 6 American nationals. Pakistan has arrested 5 persons in connection with the attacks after admitting that they were partly plotted on its soil and promising action against the guilty. These 5 do not include the man India believes masterminded the attack, Hafiz Saeed, who heads the Islamic charity Jamaat-ud-Dawah. Ambassador Roma says the United States is pressing Pakistan hard on all the Mumbai suspects. In response to a question, he said this includes Hafiz Saeed.
We want to bring the perpetrators of the bloodthirsty attack on Mumbai to justice, wherever they are. I have communicated that to my government several times since I've been here, that the people held in Pakistan and the Mumbai attacks need to be brought to justice, and that includes everybody that you mentioned.
Ambassador Roma says the United States will enhance cooperation with the Indian government to shut down terrorist networks around the world. 2 officers of the Federal Bureau of Investigation gave evidence in a special court in Mumbai, conducting the trial of the only gunman who was captured alive in the attacks. The identity of the FBI agents has not been revealed for security reasons. One of them told the court that data downloaded from 1 satellite phone and 3 global positioning systems recovered after the attack showed a number of maps and routes, including one off the coast of Pakistan to Mumbai. He said other locations on the devices included areas in the Pakistani cities of Karachi and Rawalpindi, as well as Mumbai. India says the gunmen who attacked Mumbai came to the city via sea from Pakistan. The FBI had conducted a probe and collected evidence following the attacks. The attacks in Mumbai were among the deadliest terror strikes in India and led to a suspension of the formal peace process between India and Pakistan. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.